And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Balakis, Jordan, author,
person,
thing. And with me, as always, is my other half and partner in life, Justin McPatches.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, he's here.
I'm here.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. So
look, I've had a long week.
Yeah, so have I.
I've done I've done my show,
caffeinated,
and an interview.
Yeah,
and now this. So yes. Four shows in 4 days.
Yes,
I'm tired.
Yep,
but I'm good.
Yep,
we're here.
Yep, started my new position this week. Very happy.
It's midway. Is it midway through September yet? Yeah.
Yeah,
we're almost done. Next Saturday, I'll be at PalmCon.
Yeah.
Are you coming?
No.
No. I'll be there walking around. So,
yeah.
Come say hi. I'll probably have a little purse thing with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To do interviews?
Yeah. Oh, no, actually, well, yeah, I did.
On the spots?
Well, I don't know. I might either bring that or I might just bring the one mic.
Whichever.
Yeah, it's easier.
It works.
Yeah, so I'll be there hanging out.
Back and forth.
No. Yeah, well, it's more Q&A than just bullshitting.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You know, they put certain things up on a certain website.
It's official. We are going to Spooky Empire. Well, Nicole's not listed, so maybe not her, but I am.
I'll be there, too.
No, you'll be there,
Whether I'm actually part of it or
no,
not.
No, you're part of it. We sent the stuff in. It takes a while to update.
I know.
And when we sent ours in, you didn't send yours in until I sent it in later.
Yeah.
But we are going to be at Spooky Empire. It's official. Go to the website.
Yep.
There's my name, Justin Jordan, which don't confuse me with the comic book guy.
Yeah.
And
he's the radio guy.
I'm the radio guy. And Underground Horror Radio, which is this fine show you're listening to. You already knew that.
Yeah, you knew that. And then I'll be on there at some point.
Yeah, apparently. Soon. But we got some. We'll talk about the authors.
Yeah, soon.
We'll be there. Yeah. They got some new guest announcements at Spooky. And we're almost a month away.
Yeah.
Actually, next weekend for PalmCon is about the normal month mark, because they usually do it a month later at Spooky on the last week, almost to Halloween, but not this year.
Weekend before Halloween.
This year, we're doing it on Halloween.
Yes.
Which is also daylight savings.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You're so excited about that extra hour to party on Saturday night.
Look, I'm all talking all this shit now about it, but when it comes to it, like 11 o'clock, I'll be like, all right, I'm going upstairs, I'm done. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, and I've been up there for 2 hours.
Yeah, I'm like, we're, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah, so now we'll have a good time.
I don't doubt that.
We're excited.
We are very excited. I'm telling you, these cons, you really got to fucking, it's a Jaws thing.
Yeah, I know. You want to tell people what you got last week?
I got a Pumpkin King Jack Skellington.
For your wife.
For you, yeah. And the Sally.
And a Nightshade Sally.
And I got
for me
a Great White Shark action figure from Jaws.
I got you a Great White Shark action figure from Jaws.
The
yes.
Shark from
the
Jaws.
The Shark from
yes.
Jaws.
It's over there.
Bruce.
So that's very awesome. We got a whole shelf going now between that and the ones in the other room.
Yeah.
I'll eventually clean this up. And I'm going to have to go to Spooky and get more stuff for the wall.
Yep. The wall of accomplishment.
The wall of accomplishment. But,
yeah, so.
We're excited about that. Last weekend was Horror Hound. We did not go.
Yeah, but.
We don't live in Indianapolis either.
It went very well.
I'm sure it did.
Mark Patton had a wonderful time.
There you go.
He has a Kickstarter up, so go and check that out for Scream Queen.
I thought they already made the movie.
They do. It's for.
Distribution?
It's just for distribution and promotion, yeah.
Put it on YouTube. For free. No, don't do that. I'm kidding. He needs to make money.
He needs to make money off of it, yeah. And he should, because they did some extensive shit. Plus, he has to pay. I told you he has to pay for the...
I thought he already paid this.
The footage.
I thought he already paid that.
No, you still have to pay for the footage.
Oh, okay.
So, from the original film.
Yeah.
But they did a write-up in Entertainment Weekly for it.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was good. It gave him a lot of credit, you know, because it talks about how... it discusses the gay subtext of the film and how it affected people, how it affected his life and other people's, and you know how things changed since the 80s and things like that. So
That's good.
Yeah, you know, so it's not just the history of the film or his personal history. It's also
a lot of it,
a social commentary on everything things that have gone through for the gay community. So that's kind of cool.
Rock and roll.
Oh, speaking of the gay community and everybody that supports the gay community, the LGBTQ community, I said it right that time. They are having, Doritos is doing a special rainbow bag.
Really?
Of mixed flavors.
Huh.
That you get if you make a $10 donation to the It Gets Better Foundation, which is to help treat gay teens to keep them from committing suicide. So you get them in the mail if you make a $10 donation, and that's the only way you can get them.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool. Of course, people are now up in arms, but it's cool because it was funny. If you go on Facebook and look for it, but also go online and look for it, because the same guy that did the Target customer service thing, where he was giving people grief.
You mean the guy that was pretending he worked for was Target?
Yes.
That guy is awesome.
He now did Doritos.
Oh, did he?
He did the Doritos.
As Doritos?
Yes. It says Doritos for help.
And he just trolled everybody?
And he trolled everybody that was complaining about them doing...
That guy's awesome.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious.
That guy's awesome.
So, yeah, go check that out.
The Target ones are fucking hilarious.
Yes. And support, you know. Speaking of Target, my husband and I went to Target this week.
Oh, shit. We're going to talk about Spirit, aren't we?
We will, yes.
Uh-oh. Yeah, you're not too...
I'm leading into that.
Okay.
Okay.
I know you're not thrilled.
So we went to Target this week, and Target has been the last 2 weeks... Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
Hold on. This is sponsored by our good friends over at Starbucks with their pumpkin loaf.
Their pumpkin loaf,
it's fall,
yes.
Goddammit.
Yes. So they've been slowly putting out, like, the candy and all that stuff, and some of the Halloween stuff, like the baked goods and things, but...
Short costume.
They finally put out... That wasn't there last week when I went. So this week, they put it in there.
Whatever.
Okay. So they finally started putting out the costumes.
Yeah. And now you're yawning.
Yeah. Well, that's because my husband bores me.
Oh! So I'm boring?
You bore me. No, I'm just kidding. So.
Fuck's sake, spit it out.
I know. You totally threw me off. Stop it.
Look, you said, okay, they have costumes now.
All right, now they have costumes, and they started putting out all the other Halloween stuff. But they went a lot more rows of Halloween stuff. They have a lot more stuff than they had last year, okay?
And like 3 rows of Star Wars.
Well, they have 3 rows of Star Wars, but that's
I know, that's for the
separate.
New movie.
But they actually have Halloween stuff. They also have a section for fall, which is a little like Thanksgiving, give thanks,
that's
stuff
nice.
Like that, which is really nice.
Cool.
And then...
Oh, no.
Christmas! They already have fucking Christmas stuff out.
It's
they couldn't even wait until October 31st to put the fucking Christmas stuff out.
Remember the first year we were together? We went to Target on Halloween because we're on our way to Universal.
Yep.
And this is after we already did Spooky. And we went to AT&T to get my phone.
Yeah.
And we went there, and they were already taking on Halloween. They were already taking the Halloween shit down.
And put the fucking Christmas
stuff. But now they're
up.
Not even...
Now they're not even waiting
last
for that.
Last year they did that too. Remember I took a picture and I said something? I'm like, the fuck is this?
But I don't think it was in September. I think they started in October building that stuff in.
I don't know if it's still on my phone.
Anyway.
Let's see if I can pull
regardless,
it
they did, you know, they now, expanded their Halloween see. Section.
Right.
They expanded the Halloween section, which is great. But now, right behind the Halloween section, on the other side of the row, it's fucking Christmas.
You can't have one without the other.
And then the far back wall is all Christmas lights and bullshit. You literally have Halloween on one side of the aisle and Christmas on the other side of the aisle. That's bullshit.
Well, duh.
That's bullshit.
Are you new?
Bullshit. And then...
It is bullshit.
And then
July, June,
we
May.
Went to fucking Spirit Halloween Wait. Store.
God damn, how far does this go back? Yeah.
And
December, here we go, November, October, wait. Oh, there it is. Nope, you're right. October of last year. They had the trees fucking up last year, though.
I know. We had a rant about that, because October...
Oh, yeah, we did, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah,
yeah. I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't forget.
So, in response to that rant last year, they started putting Christmas out now.
Right.
So, then we went to Spirit Halloween.
Well,
so we'll talk about Spirit.
Well, hold on. We're in our 10-minute mark. Let's play some tunes and then go into Spirit.
Okay.
Because that's going to be a big one.
Okay.
I know how these things go.
Okay.
So let's play some actual spooky tunes.
He wants me to breathe.
And then we're going to talk about the disappointment that is Spirit Halloween.
Yes.
At least in Florida.
Yes.
And I'm gonna go.
welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
Yeah, we heard some Recently Deceased. We heard some Jason and the Krugers. So, yeah, good stuff.
Yeah. So we were talking about Spirit.
Yeah.
And even the little break didn't dissuade me from being pissed off.
Well, okay. Let me back this up a little bit.
All right.
Since me and Nicole have been together, we like going to the Halloween stores.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was a little underwhelming. And yes. Last year was even more stressful because we were looking for shit for the wedding.
Yeah.
So it was a little more disheartening. Now, the year before that, it wasn't bad.
Mm-mm.
The year before that, it wasn't bad. Before me and Nicole got together, I worked at a Halloween store and it was fucking grad.
Yeah.
So, of course, there wasn't just Spirit. There was Halloween City, which is
Halloween Express.
Halloween City is from Party City.
Yeah.
But now Party City has incorporated Halloween in their stuff.
Yes.
So they don't even have a store anymore, at least not in Florida, not where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
So with that said, you know, I enjoyed Halloween stuff. So last year, there's a Spirit right down the street from our house.
Mm-hmm.
We went. Mind you, like, again, a lot of the stuff was we're trying to get stuff for the wedding, you know.
Yeah.
Not really a whole lot of stuff. And even the stuff that wasn't for the wedding was like, eh.
Yeah.
So this year, well, we're not getting married. We're not to worry about it.
Right.
So we wanted to go and to get stuff anyway because we're Halloween freaks.
Yeah.
So we went and, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it was under.
I went before you, too.
Yeah, you did.
I went and checked it out because I was excited. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's almost fall. Halloween stuff is always a good time of year for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in and I was like, well, first the guys kept looking at me like I was going to steal something. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
And then, well, now I brought you and Jeff. So.
Well, and, you know, it's pretty sad when fucking AC Moore and Michaels have more exciting things than fucking
no shit
Spirit. Okay,
Party City had some nice stuff too.
Well, I've not been there yet.
I have.
So my whole thing is, okay,
it's a Halloween store.
Yes, it's a Halloween store. You're supposed to be able to get all kinds of stuff for haunts and things like that.
Halloween,
and they have some of that. Okay, but the thing is, what I don't understand is this. Okay, the biggest thing with Halloween Express for me always was the fact that they weren't really a decorations place. They were a
costume
place. So the majority of everything in their aisles and rows was all costumes
and good stuff.
So yeah, nice costumes, but expensive. Okay, but when I went in there, I didn't expect much in the decoration area because
right.
I knew that's what they focused on. Spirit has a section that's supposed to be just for costumes and stuff like that. Okay? But they also do big haunt things. They do a lot of stuff that you could do
for haunt
animatronics and, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Gravestones.
And some of them are cool, okay? And they do try to do new ones every year. They do.
Yeah.
Okay? But the ones this year were really lame. I didn't like any of them. I even went back to the back, and that was the other thing. Why is all the major stuff in the back? You know what I mean? It was all the zombies that were attacking the
gate
and stuff like that.
And again, now everything's
like
fucking zombies.
Yeah, and but the Halloween costumes, even the Halloween costumes, okay?
Suck.
A fucking t-shirt and a half a mask does not make you fucking Batman.
Or Captain America.
Or Captain America or anything else, okay? Plus, it seemed like the Jack and Sally stuff was all leftovers from last year. They didn't have anything new.
No.
There wasn't anything. And it was all like way, way expensive. They wanted $15 for a nylon bag. A small nylon bag with Jack on the front of it. The fuck?
I bet you it's cheaper at the Disney store.
It is probably cheaper at the Disney store. But I was really disappointed. And plus, not only that, it seems like everything got more expensive this year.
Yeah.
Everything was more expensive this year, and I was like, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, to put a videotape or a DVD into your player so that it shows on a screen, I'm not paying $40 for a ghost that flies around on a TV screen.
I can make that on YouTube.
I know. I mean, I'm just like, that's just that. It's
literally,
it's
burn us a DVD of that and do it for free.
I know. And I'm like, I just don't understand why. And is even the stuff that they had for, like, for you to put in your lawn, like some of the gates and some, I mean,
the gravestones,
it all looks really cheap. And
What I did last year with the cardboard gravestones
was
and putting
better?
The moss on it
was better. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just like that. They seem like a decent starting point, but not a finished product. And I'm like, I'm not paying that money for something that I'm going to have to doctor to make it look real anyway.
And even most of the costumes look like shit.
Yeah.
Their Freddy Krueger looks like shit.
Yeah.
They don't have a Jason.
Yeah. And I don't. And the other thing is, okay, I don't understand this whole female mini dress
slut
version of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a Freddy Krueger.
A minion.
There's a minion. Really? I'm... You know, if you're going to dress like a fucking minion, then dress like a fucking minion. Don't dress like a hooker in a minion dress.
Basically, and Jay Truant put this out the other day where we were talking about on Facebook, and I think he posted on the Bloody Pit of Horror, too, but that they had to clip the picture from Mean Girls, which actually is everything in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Where, was it Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah.
Was in that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she hasn't aged. And she was like, and Lindsay Lohan before the drugs, she was all like scary looking. She's like, why are you dressed so scary? It's Halloween.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Everybody else is dressed like sexy cats.
Yeah.
It's like Night of Demons remake. What's her name? Dressed up as like a zombie. It's like, why are you guys dressed up as cats?
Yeah.
It's Halloween. Yeah. You know, it's supposed to be spooky.
Yeah. And even in fucking in Halloween, in Rob Zombie's Halloween, which I don't like, but even in that,
yeah,
the second one,
they dressed as
fucking Rocky Horror. At least they all looked like actual
Frankenfurter
characters, and not just let me put a skinny dress on and put some eyeliner on and I'm a character.
No, yeah, no. Actually, Jay brought that point up too. He's like, I don't like that movie very much, but even they dressed up as fucking Halloween, yeah,
exactly.
And I'm like, there you go.
And I just don't understand.
That's it. Everything's like the slutty outfit now, and that's fine, because I worked at a Halloween store, I was single, it was kind of fun, it was slutty outfits, but at the same time, it's like, but it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you should be weird and fucked up.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of Halloween.
Yeah.
Dress up and be somebody else.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you're not normally a slut and you want to dress like one, that's kind of cool, but they have theme nights at clubs for that.
Yeah, exactly.
Halloween, which I love, is about... I mean, I don't really dress up anymore. I throw on a trench coat if it fits.
Uh-huh.
And I sometimes go as old me or maybe a vampire. But, I mean, it's still... Uh-huh. I have the robot suit.
Yeah.
Like in Trick or Treat.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's like in Trick or Treat even. Even in Trick or Treat, the girls...
were all dressed up
as
something.
They dressed up as fucking princesses. But at least they had the full-on gown outfit on.
Yeah.
You know, they said they dressed as sailors the year before, and they dressed as sexy nurses the year before that. But
they look like the Disney princesses.
They look like the Disney princesses.
Then they ate people.
And then they ate people. But I was just like, and then even the you know, the kids were wearing masks at least, or you know, something.
Is that butt fucking a pig?
Was that that was Coach dressed as a hot dog butt fucking a pig?
Well, even Rhonda was a witch and looked like
a witch.
The old school, like, what was that witch that hung out with Casper?
Wendy.
Yeah, well, she was red, but same idea.
Yeah.
You know, that the old style kind of pointed hat fun thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's perfectly
fine.
That's good. And I don't mind the superhero shirt. That Captain America shirt's actually pretty sweet. But
it's not a costume.
No, if you just wear that and a mask, no. Now, if you have knee pads and all that stuff like he was in First Avenger, I could buy that.
Yeah.
Just like what we talked about when we went to MegaCon, wearing a Ninja Turtles pajamas does not make you a fucking Ninja Turtle.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
But, you know, they got the little dress with the shell now. Now, I have seen girls actually have like a shirt style thing with a backpack that was looked like a shell and they had masks and it was during a Ninja Turtle pub crawl.
Yeah.
They actually pulled it off pretty good, and they looked cute. So I give them that.
Yeah.
But, you know, for the most part, it's like, you know, you're not dressing up.
Yeah, I just, I have a real problem with...
You never dress up either, though. You always go as an author.
Well, I know, because it's... especially if I'm going to a con or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm busy. Or you're the one that dresses up, and I have to walk through with you so that you're...
True.
You have a handler, you know. And I'm fine with that, okay?
Right.
I wear my fangs and I dress up and I put makeup on and
oh, yeah,
stuff
looks
like
good.
That, you know. But I just don't understand the whole, let's just make everything short and sexy. And it's not that I wouldn't wear stuff like that.
Right.
I would. It's just that down for Halloween. That's just not
Halloween.
It's not Halloween. You know, right. You're supposed to dress up and be in a costume. And, you know, I mean, I've seen, especially at Spooky and stuff, when they do the costumes there, that's legit. Okay. They do legit costumes. I've seen people with like just full on body stuff and,
yep.
You know, they make their own costumes or they buy stuff and they doctor it all up and, you know, just gorgeous.
That's
and,
like going to Universal or Disney now, because Disney owns Marvel,
mm-hmm.
and having a guy in a Captain America shirt and half a helmet and going, all right, kids, take a picture. Or it's like going up to Eeyore, but Eeyore's like some overweight guy
with
suspenders and an Eeyore helmet mask and a tail. And we're like, no.
Yeah, that's not him. Yeah.
I agree.
You know, plus they have those suits now. Like Jeff, our friend Jeff bought a suit.
The morph suit. Oh, the poker suit?
The poker suit. Okay.
That's kind of cool.
It is cool. Okay. But he goes to the line to buy the suit, right?
Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
He pays $50 for a fucking suit, which is fine. Okay.
Whatever.
And the guy's like, do you want a bag? I'm like, why would you not want a fucking bag? I have a suit on a fucking hanger. Why would I want, I going to carry it around this white, basically white suit with poker chips and stuff on it? Do I want a fucking bag? I'm paying $50 for this. You shouldn't even ask me. Just put it in a fucking bag. And then do you want to keep the fucking hanger? What am I going to do with it? Roll it up?
The guy was an idiot.
It's a suit. What am I going to do with it?
I know. I worked in retail. I was one of the best cashiers of all time at Bell's.
I know that.
I know. I agree.
But I'm just like, I understand that they pay not great, but they pay above minimum wage. So
I remember I got like $8.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I got drunk with it. It was 2011 or 10. Was it 2010? Yeah, I think it was.
I don't know.
Anyway, it was a long time ago.
But anyway, so I was very disappointed with Spooky. Spirit.
Jesus Christ, we're drunk.
Yeah.
Spirit Halloween wasn't. Hopefully, they improve by Halloween, but
they don't have any room to improve. I don't know where they're going to put.
Oh, and there's
else.
No Halloween music.
Yeah, I'm sorry, okay? I don't need to hear fucking...
What was it, like Billie Jean instead of Thriller?
Yeah, it was Billie Jean, and then there was a couple of other, like,
pop, rock hits?
It was all pop and rock hits, and I'm like, that's not fucking Halloween music. Even if you just put on, like, classical music, that sounds more like fucking Halloween music than that shit.
I got news for you. I went to Hot Topic.
Yeah.
And they actually have, like, a whole digital playlist of Halloween-related music, including a couple different versions of Cry Little Sister from Lost Boys. And they had the Halloween theme,
mm-hmm.
and they had a whole bunch of other stuff. That is appropriate.
Cool.
Rock Lobster, Time Warp, they had the Time Warp.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
One-Eyed... Purple-headed
flying purple
yogurt
people eater.
Yeah, that one. What was the other one? The Monster Mash.
Yeah.
Granted, over time, you will put your head through a wall. But at least, Christo fucking mighty, it's fucking Halloween music.
Yeah.
Some rockabilly.
It's hard enough. It is hard enough, especially in Florida, to get into the spirit of things because...
It's fucking hot.
It's not fucking crisp, cool fall Halloween weather coming, okay? So the most we can do is have Halloween music and Halloween decorations and
shit
horror
like
movies and, you know. But when you walk into a Halloween store, okay,
and
you're
looking
playing for stuff,
classic
and they're
rock.
Playing classic rock and bullshit, I'm like... I don't feel this. I'm not feeling this. And I think that was part of the reason why I was so fucking disappointed, because I walked in there and I'm like... No.
What do you think it is? Do you think that they're worried about offending someone? That was like, I think it was the Spirit Radio. Was it officially from the actual Spirit?
I think so, yeah.
Well, we used to have, at Halloween City, we had CDs.
Yeah.
And I threw that bitch on.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. If you get to the point now where you're like, well, we're a Halloween store and we sell all this shit,
mm-hmm.
but we don't want to offend anybody. So we're not going to play Halloween music. That shit's fucking asking for an ass whooping.
Yeah, exactly.
That's disgusting.
I don't get it.
I have to hear, when I'm in retail, from November till January 1st.
Fucking Christmas music.
All the fucking time. and I hate it. Mm-hmm. But goddamn it, it makes sense because guess what?
It's Christmas!
And I accept that for what that is. So the least you could fucking do in a fucking Halloween store is play some fucking Halloween music. You're only open for like a month and a half. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't get it.
If I was in charge of a Halloween store, I'd be playing fucking nothing but Psychobilly and Goth and Halloween shit. Dude, play it in, they don't even sell the CDs anymore. They used to have like the, Matt used to have them. They have a lot of the music, like Midnight Syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
They have a Halloween Hornets and Nox Arcana. That shit's all atmospheric and awesome and Halloween-y. No. Now I'm getting pissed.
It's just like, we're so fucking politically correct and
well, I don't know if that's the reason. It's just that's what it
is. No, that is what it is.
You really think that's why?
Well, and the other
thing, let me Google this shit. Hold on.
Because people bring their fucking kids in there, you know.
Fucking who cares?
Well, no, but I'm saying they've sanitized it so much that, you know, they don't do anything really scary. They don't do anything really gory.
Oh, the zombie on fire. That's appropriate. No Halloween with the
spirit.
No, they have that. Play full list in your Halloween spirit stores. Nope, apparently. No, that has nothing to do with decorations and props. It's not there. There's nothing about it. Anyway, but you really think that's what it is?
Yeah, I do.
Because I don't understand why they don't have... Anyway, I don't know. Let's play some tunes. We'll be back. We got to talk about Spooky Empire.
Yep.
And not be angry anymore. Because I'm actually starting to get mad, too. Because it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Nope.
We'll be back.
Each and every minute I'll be by your side. You better try not to escape. The time is a second chance.
And welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com.
Live from Spirit Halloween.
Yeah. Anyway.
No.
So.
That's it. Spooky.
Yep, spooky. So, speaking of Cry Little Sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not that guy, but the guy that sings I Still Believe with the saxophone and the chain around his neck.
The very beginning.
The big gay-looking guy. Tim Capello. He's going to be at Spooky.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
He's going to sing his song.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Why not?
So, yeah, why not?
Why not? I think that'll be fun. They already got the... let's go to the website. Well, this is the Facebook page. Let's see. So, of course, Bill Moseley will be there now. That's awesome.
Yep.
If you have kids, which is fine, on Halloween Day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., so pretty much the entire convention that day, there will be a kids zone. So, interactive booths, face painting, games. That's cool.
Yep.
It's a nice little safe place to bring your kiddies.
Yeah.
So, that's nothing wrong with that.
Most of the kids that people bring to Spooky Empire are really
awesome.
Well-behaved. Yeah. I've not had any complaints about any of the children that come to Spooky Empire.
No, not at all.
They're well-behaved. They don't run around.
Yeah.
Yep.
There ain't nothing new on Spooky's Facebook, so back to the website. All right. Let's see as far as events, the contest, live action performers. Just so last year, it made us extremely happy.
Yes.
When we found out that our good friends, the Living Deads, were playing.
Uh-huh.
This year, we got Voltaire.
Uh-huh.
And the Kilted Creature, which is a gill man that plays a bagpipe, which I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then Shownuff will be there. That's the entertainment. So, we know people there.
Yeah.
At least down in West Palm.
Yeah.
There'll be a tattoo festival. Panels are not up yet, so we don't know about the different panels.
Uh-uh.
I know we'll have a panel.
Uh-huh.
We'll go through media guest again. It's pretty much stuff we've already said. Nev Campbell, Louise and Lisa Byrne, Skeet Ulrich, Bert the Bandit Reynolds, George Romero, all the kids from Willy Wonka, plus an Oompa Loompa, Rusty. Julian Sands, Malcolm McDowell, Tony Todd, Danny Trejo,
awesome.
Patricia Quinn, Barry Boswick, Nell Campbell for Rocky Horror, awesome. Rachel True from The Craft and Sharknado, Butch Patrick and Pat Priest from The Munsters will be there. Plus there's a Munsters Museum, that's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There Amanda Bierce, William Ragsdale, and Stephen Jeffries, of course, from Fright Night, the original. And
Miko Hughes.
John
Kassir.
Yeah, who's awesome. And it's a Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
Lorenzo James Henry, so the Johnny Depp looking guy.
From 90s Fear the Johnny Walking Depp. Dead, whatever.
Yeah. William Forsythe, Tom Savini, Alex Vincent,
Mike Christopher,
Big Gus, Sarah Miller, who are all tattoo people.
Taisha.
Reels, Kyle Dunbar, TJ Hal, and Mark Matthews.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, so far. And then. You know, we have all of our author friends.
Well, we got most of them. Let's see. Where is that? Oh, right here. Now, let's see who the artists are. Just because art's cool. They got Cemetery Prince, Retro Outlaw. I've seen that one before. London, 1888.
He's cool.
Yep. Low Duck Studios.
London, 1888 is the one that did your Jason shirt. Your Jason... And Jason and Freddy game shirts.
Yeah,
Nintendo
nice.
Nintendo shirts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now authors and panelists. Woo! We have Zach Brewer.
Yep.
A.D. Sams.
Yep.
Rob Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Owl Going Back. Tim Anderson. Jamie Pierce. Scott M. Baker. Scott's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Ma. John.
Catapano.
And Yo Jeff Carroll. And special moderator.
Justin Jordan.
Justin McPatches.
Yeah. And I will be on there at some point.
Yes. So they're still updating.
Yes.
You know, because obviously Melissa's not on there yet.
Yeah, there's a couple
people. And a bunch of other authors.
Yeah.
But it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. The authors are a lot of fun.
Yep.
We get into some shit with the authors.
Yep.
I'm sure Mitch is going to be on there.
Yeah, Mitch will be there.
I love Mitch.
Yep. Mitch Hyman.
Mitch Hyman's a very cool dude.
Yeah, and he's been really busy.
He's a busy guy. So
yeah.
He works hard.
Yep.
And, you know, we have a lot of fun with the authors.
Exactly.
So we're going to go and do lots of radio stuff, hopefully.
Have fun.
Have a lot of fun, dress up.
Yeah.
It's Halloween weekend.
Right.
So, yeah, and people keep saying, why do you keep saying McPatches? And I want to We're friends with some comic book creators.
Yeah.
Me and Nicole. Uh-huh. Gene Hoyle, who we see in the movie Morbid Movies every month, who was at a couple of cons down south. He's from Lake Worth, I think. Mm-hmm. So he's friends, and this has been going on for a while, before I think once I started doing the radio, that there is another Justin Jordan. Obviously, it's not the most uncommon of names.
Mm-mm.
You know, as opposed to using my middle name. But
right.
It turns out there's a guy with a big beard that writes comic books. I believe either does the artist work or writes, I think, named Justin Jordan. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when there's a tag by me, they mean him. So that's been happening a lot. Facebook, see, the problem with Facebook is they used to be able to have McPatches. Mm-hmm. So when, you know what I mean? It's easier to who's who, stage names, all that. Well, now Facebook's like, no, we need everybody to be who they really are. Okay. Mm-hmm. Even though you're known for other things.
Right.
And so it's kind of confusing now.
Exactly.
So if you go to a convention and there's books and comics and there's Justin Jordan, they might
get confused.
I don't want to give him. Yeah, and he's probably way more talented than I am. That's fine.
Oh, stop.
No, he's cool, I'm sure. He seems like a nice guy from what I understand. Mm-hmm. But I don't want the confusion to be there.
Right.
That there's two of us, so I always go by McPatches, Justin McPatches, because that's my radio name.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's pretty much that. But yeah, Spooky's looking good. And PalmCon's next weekend, so again, next Saturday in West Palm Beach. Mm-hmm. Go to PalmCon. It's Saturday and Sunday at the convention center across from City Place.
Yep.
There are a lot of comic book artists will be there and writers, along with gaming stuff. There's a lot of Star Wars stuff now because of the new movie.
Mm-hmm.
So go by the Morbid Movies.
Yeah.
Go by their booth.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Friday night, if you're free, go see the original uncut black and white subtitled Gojira.
Gojira.
From 1954.
Yes.
Over at the Movies of Lake Worth. Mm-hmm. Nice theater. Everybody there is super awesome.
Yep.
Next month is Reanimator.
Yep.
So that'll be awesome. But go see Godzilla.
Yes.
And go to PalmCon.
Yes.
And read more books.
And watch more movies.
And watch more decent movies. What time is it? Hold on. I still got a couple minutes. I just saw Burying the X.
Oh, you watched it?
I watched it.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It was not bad. It was actually pretty funny.
I thought we were going to watch it together.
I couldn't wait.
Mm.
And I wasn't sure you were sold. You can watch it again. Mm-hmm. You know who directed it?
Who?
Joe Dante.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, The Howling.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Cool. And I watched.
What did you watch?
I watched The Boy.
Yeah, it's not a horror movie.
It's about this little boy who lives in a remote hotel with his dad, and he's a budding serial killer. I'm not going to say any more than that, but it's not bad. It's just that some of it's really slow, but it's really atmospheric and kind of unsettling. So that wasn't too bad. I would give it 2 pumpkins out of 5.
Yeah, all right.
And then I also watched a movie called Exeter.
Yeah,
and that was about an insane asylum that was haunted.
Oh, yeah?
And that was actually pretty good. The acting was pretty good, and the story was pretty original. So I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I watched that last night. So if you see it on Netflix, give it a look. It's actually really decent. So I would give that one probably 3.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah. So
The Big Bad gets 5 pumpkins.
Gets -5.
Negative. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like that one.
What's coming out soon? Tales of Halloween.
Tales of Halloween's coming out in October, but it's going to be direct video. It's video on demand.
What is this shit? Mm. Why? Why is that in Trick or Treat getting nothing?
I don't know. Tomorrow and the 23rd, which is Wednesday,
yeah,
they are showing Psycho in theaters. It's a Fathom event, so look it up. You can look it up on Facebook and online for Fathom Events to see where it's playing. We're not going to get to go, unfortunately, because of our work schedules. But I would love to see it on the big screen.
Psycho?
Yeah. So definitely go if you can.
Yeah.
That's one of the things they're doing. And then they're going to show the Hobbit films in November. And then there was something else in December, and I can't remember what it was now. But
No, I can do without the Hobbit films.
No, it wasn't. It was a horror movie, but I can't remember which one it was.
The Hobbit films are horror movies?
No, the one in December. Doing another one.
Okay. Krampus comes out.
Yes, Krampus is coming out.
So Tales of Halloween is getting shoved to the direct-to-video.
Yep.
God damn it.
It might have a limited release, but at this point, VOD is all it's doing.
It needs to have a fucking release. If goddamn it, Follows can fucking get one.
I know.
I don't know why I'm upset. Yeah. Because there are good movies that...
that don't get a fair shake, and then there's ones that really don't deserve a fair shake, and then they get all the hype, so...
I know. All right. Well, that's it. We're done.
Anyway, we're done.
We're done.
So we'll talk to you next week.
Yes. See you at PomCon.
Bye.
Bye. Look at her. She's beautiful. Look at me. I'm pitiful. I put her on a pedestal. I might as well just face the facts. I'll never get a girl like that. I'm ugly. Got an ugly girlfriend. Got an ugly face. We drive our ugly car all over this ugly place.
Podunk Radio.